Vermonters apparently aren't the only ones interested in the outcome of this year's race for governor. The Republican Governors Association has already poured more than $500,000 into the contest. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, it's likely just the beginning.
The latest political ad to hit Vermont's airwaves features a voice that is by now familiar to most voters here.
Folks are struggling. They're working two and three jobs trying to get by.
What we need to do is focus on the economy.
And we're not in this alone. We can do it together.
That's Republican candidate for Governor Phil Scott, of course. But Scott's campaign didn't pay for that ad.
Paid for by A Stronger Vermont, Michael Adams, treasurer.
A Stronger Vermont is the super PAC registered here by the Republican Governors Association. It's been less than a month since Scott won his party's nomination, but the Washington, D.C.-based political organization has already poured $600,000 into the race, most of it to produce and air advertisements like the one that debuted on Tuesday. Denise Roth Barber is managing director of the National Institute for Money and State Politics.
Sometimes better known as followthemoney.org.
Barber says this is standard practice for groups like the RGA.
They'll come in, they'll select races that they deem competitive.
What isn't standard, for Vermont at least, is the size of the investment. In 2010, the last time this state featured an open seat for governor, the RGA spent a total of $755,000. They've nearly matched that sum already, and Election Day is still 2 months away. The Democratic Governors Association has so far spent a comparatively measly $100,000 in support of Sue Minter. But Sterling Clifford, the treasurer of the super PAC that the DGA set up in Vermont, says people can expect to see that figure rise considerably before too long.
We're absolutely committed to making a significant investment in support of Sue Minter for governor.
The RGA did not return repeated requests for an interview. Denise Roth Barber of the National Institute for Money and State Politics says there's a reason these state-level races are so attractive to outside groups.
State races are, by comparison to federal races, much cheaper. And so dollars go a long way. If enough money is spent, they definitely have a larger voice during the election process.
It's been 6 years since the U.S. Supreme Court issued a decision that ushered in an era of unlimited political spending by outside groups. But it's still unclear what kind of impact that spending has had on the outcome of races. Also unclear, according to Roth Barber, is how outside spending influences the candidates that benefit from it.
Well, that's the, you know, million-dollar quid pro quo question, whether or not the money provided during elections has an impact on these lawmakers' policies.
The amount spent by the RGA so far rivals the sum raised by Phil Scott himself. The RGA's financial resources come from a range of well-heeled contributors, Koch Industries being the highest among them. But the RGA and DGA have plenty of overlap when it comes to where their financial support comes from. 8 of the top 20 donors to the RGA this cycle are also among the top 20 givers to the DGA. They include the Pharmaceutical Manufacturers of America, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Travelers Insurance Companies, and Walmart. Here's Denise Roth Barber again.
You know, when companies contribute and get engaged with political spending, they are definitely doing so as an investment in their company's interests.
And she says that investment pays off in one notable form.
They want to be able to talk to whoever wins after Election Day.
And the RGA and DGA will both be spending heavily over the next 8 weeks to make sure it's their candidate those companies will be talking to. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.